What are the potential risks and adverse effects of I-131-MIBG?
Most of the adverse effects of I-131-MIBG are mild, and the therapy is overall well tolerated. Likely adverse effects happens to 21 by 100 children out of every 100 children. Decrease in the number of red and white blood cells and platelets made in bone marrow. The patient may need blood and platelet transfusions, and sometimes stem cell infusions are necessary. Nausea, dry mouth, salivary gland irritation. Less likely adverse effects. Happens to 5 to 20 children out of every 100 children. Decreased function of thyroid gland. This causes tiredness, weight gain, and constipation. Lifetime treatment with medicine to supplement the thyroid gland may be needed. Not being able to get pregnant or father a child. High or low blood pressure during or after the I-131-MIBG infusion. Thinning of hair. Vomiting. Infection due to low white blood cells. Fatigue due to low red blood cells. Bleeding or bruising due to low platelets. Loss of appetite. Rare adverse effects. Happens to less than 5 children out of every 100 children. Pain in the salivary glands or mouth. Decreased function of the adrenal gland. This affects the activity level and growth, causes tiredness, weight changes, and blood pressure changes. The patient may need to take medicine to supplement the adrenal gland. Decreased heart function. Inflation of the liver. Some of the radioactive I-131-MIBG is taken up by the liver, and there is a possible risk of future liver damage. A second cancer, such as leukemia, that is different from the kind of cancer which the patient has now. Trouble breathing due to infection or damage to the lung, overactive thyroid gland. The patient will need oral medication, Lugol's iodine, to prevent thyroid damage from the radioactive iodine contained in the I-131-MIBG compound. This medication will need to be taken before the treatment begins and will continue for a total of 3 weeks.